Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are getting into the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel and looking at the future as God tells it before it happens. We have been looking actually the last 2 days, the seven seals. We've been looking at the first seal. Jesus opened the seal. He was the only one worthy. He opened the seal. And the first seal, at the first seal, God's government says, come. And coming forth is a rider on a white horse. And we have been looking at the fact that this is the Antichrist. At the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, Scripture, let's start right here. Scripture does not reveal the Antichrist's identity, but it reveals things about him and his rise. At the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, Daniel 9, 24 through 27, the Antichrist is ready to be revealed. He is alive, he's on the scene, and he has positioned himself to be ready to sign a 7-year agreement with Israel. Perhaps the war of Ezekiel 38 and 39 has happened, and Israel has defeated Russia, Iran, and its allies. Therefore, the Antichrist sees that he needs to make an agreement with them. We know that he operates, we're going to find this out later on in Revelation 13 and 17, that he operates from the platform of the old Roman Empire revived. Now, though we don't know his identity, we can't know his identity, there are some things about him. And in Daniel chapter 8 and verse 19, we'll begin. The angel says to Daniel, behold, I will make you know what shall be in the latter time of the indignation, for it belongs to the appointed time of the end. The ram, which you saw, Nebuchadnezzar had seen these empires as a great figure made up of minerals, gold, silver, copper, iron. But when God gave the revelation of them to Daniel, he sees them as beasts. God looks at these earthly empires and governments as beastly. The ram which you saw, Daniel 8, verse 20, that had two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. They overthrew Babylon. Daniel 8:21, and the rough he-goat is the king of Greece. That's Alexander the Great. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king, again, Alexander. But the 22nd verse prophesies that Alexander the Great shall be broken, and actually he was. He died at 33 in Babylon, mysteriously died. And as for that which was broken, Alexander, in the place whereof four stood up, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not with his power. So we know what this means, that after Alexander the Great died, four of his generals divided up his kingdom. Now, they were not as powerful as he was. Two of them that you might want to remember are Ptolemy, P-T-O-L-E-M-Y, and Seleucid, S-A, I'm guessing, because I didn't write this down, L-U-C-I-D. So we know that the Ptolemies, General Ptolemy and his people went, and sometimes there was a changing back and forth between some territories. Israel, the land of Israel, fell into that. But primarily, the Ptolemies went to Egypt, General Ptolemy. Cleopatra was not an Egyptian. She was a Ptolemy. She came from this Greek general Ptolemy. Around the area of present-day Syria, and up into that part, even larger, was the general Seleucid. So they're the Seleucids. Now, there were two others, but we don't hear so much of them. This is so intriguing to me, Daniel 8:23. In the latter time of their kingdom, what kingdom? The Greeks. When the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. This is the Antichrist. Why does he call it, if he's a Roman prince and he's going to operate on the old Roman Empire, revive that platform, why does he say during the latter times of their kingdom, speaking of the Greeks. Well, you know, I was studying these, and there came into my hands Time books, like Time magazine. They had done a series of books on these ancient empires. And they said, while Rome was so mighty and powerful and conquered so much of the earth, it's not the precepts so much of Rome that we live with. But what we live with and what has affected our society is more Greek. The whole empire, the whole Gentile world became, this is a word, Hellenized. And the Greek philosophers and the Greek ideas and the Greek art was so accepted by the whole Gentile world and even the Romans. And when the Romans came to power, they more or less projected that Grecian society over the whole world. Now just think of what things we get from Greece. The Olympics. Sport comes from Greece. Democracy comes from Greece. So much of the architectural design is Greek. So, we could sit here and name one thing right after another that we have and live with in our society. And it says right here in Daniel 8:23, in the latter time of their kingdom, when those steal the things from the Grecian Empire, when the transgressors are come to the full, that means the transgressions come to the full, a king, remember what he said when he told them they couldn't go into the promised land because the transgressions of the Amorites were not yet full? It's going to come a time when all of this transgression is full and comes to judgment. And at that time, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. That's the Antichrist. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. We're going to find in the book of Revelation that it is the dragon that gives him his power. That's Satan. He shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and do his pleasure. And he shall destroy the mighty ones and the holy people. During this 7-year period, God's chosen holy nation, the Jews, are here on the earth. All the Jews that were alive at that time. And through his policy, the Antichrist, he shall cause craft. That word is deceit. That's his big tool. He shall cause deceit to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and in their security shall he destroy many. Remember how the Bible says they will be saying, peace, peace, and then sudden destruction? In their security shall he destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. I used to not like to talk about the Antichrist, and the Lord wanted me to talk about things and last day things, and I wouldn't even mention the Antichrist. I somehow thought it was wrong to do. He said, don't be bothered. You can mention the Antichrist every time he's mentioned in the Bible. It says that he gets it, that he gets conquered. And I started noticing every time he's mentioned, it says he will be defeated. And here it says he shall be broken without a hand. That means it's going to be totally Jesus, totally the lion of the tribe of Judah. It's not going to be by anything in the natural. Daniel 8:26, and the vision of the evenings and the mornings, which had been told, is true. But shut thou up the vision, for it belongs to many days to come. So Daniel is shown certain things and given a vision, told to shut it up. But by the time we get over to the book of Revelation, we are told that now don't shut this one. This one's open. And this one also has to do, the book of Revelation, the time of tribulation, is the same thing that Daniel saw in that 70th week. So it will be revealed. It is revealed now. Daniel 11:36 tells us more about this Antichrist. And this evil king shall do according to his will. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. He shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and he shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that which is determined shall be done. God's will, God's purpose, His end shall come. Daniel 11:37. Neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. He does not honor any god but himself. Now, I believe, some people do not, but I believe that this says he does not regard the desire of women. I think he probably will be homosexual. Daniel 11:38. But in his place, this is the Antichrist, shall he honor the god of fortresses. And a god whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. And he shall deal with the strongest fortresses by the help of a foreign god. Whosoever acknowledges him, he will increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for a price. So we see him wheeling and dealing. The Antichrist is ready at the beginning of the seven-year period to propel himself into the position to be a world dictator. And now, Revelation 6:3. When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." And another, a red horse, went out. And to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another. And a great sword was given to him. This rider is at the Antichrist's disposal. And he brings forth war throughout the tribulation period, through the 7 years of the tribulation. Revelation 6:5, when Jesus broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked and behold a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not damage the oil and the wine." The rider on the black horse indicates a shortage of food, famine. This can be caused by so-called wicked weather. It can be caused by protracted war. But we see that it's not all-inclusive. We see that the oil and the wine are not damaged. And in the book Revelation, we're going to find out that the woman, Israel, is hidden and nourished for 3.5 years. So all food is not gone from the earth. Tomorrow, when you come back, we'll look at the fourth seal and go on from there. But we've been glad to have you. If you want to catch up with us on the book of Revelation, you can do so by going online to billybrim.org. Tell us what you think about this. Send us an offering if you can to Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.